Hey, it's Leanne for Eat, Play, Love, and Live, and we are here to talk about this system as a whole, where I call it the self-image solution because it really is just that. So let's take a look at the macro, the whole system as a whole, and then of course we're going to be exploring and diving into the micro, going narrower and deeper into each thing as we move forward. So the five ingredients, or it really is as simple as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because you'll see the system involves the following. So there's five ingredients to an unshakable self-image, and we're going to be going into this throughout this video. There's four pairs of goggles with which to see yourself. The three brains that make all the decisions in your life that you need to take care of if you want to move yourself forward and permanently transform. The two directions you can go in. And the one inner compass that it all comes back to, it's your inner compass of peace, it's your inner compass of love, and it's your inner compass of resilience. So let's take a look at what this all means. So first, let's start with the five ingredients to your self-image. Well, this is your bubble of resilience, and it involves your self-worth, self-esteem, self-care, self-endorsement, and self-acceptance. Well, let's look at what each one of those mean, okay? So when it comes to self-care, what I'm talking about is figuring out what it would take for you to care for yourself. Care as a verb, physically, mentally, and social, emotionally, meaning all three brains, which you'll understand in just a moment when we get to all three of your brains. But do you currently know what that looks like? And the purpose of this course when it comes to your self-care is figuring out what that looks like for you. So self-acceptance, what it would feel like for you to be able to fully accept yourself without exception, despite what you weigh, what, how many, the size on the number on the scale, any of it, right? What would it feel like for you to fully accept yourself without exception? So that also means learning to accept your circumstances, where you are, who you are, and what is, and where you're not as well, right? And the truth is that you don't always have to like everything about yourself, but you can learn to accept yourself while you go. And of course, we want to figure out what you can and cannot influence is a big part of self-acceptance. Moving on to self-worth, helping you figure out what you're weighing, what you're measuring, and what it would take to fill that gap. So if you're currently weighing yourself literally based on the number on the scale, the size of your jeans, maybe the number in your bank account, whatever you're weighing, right? We want to figure out how to fill that gap so that it serves you, so that it makes you happy. So how to create the currency that would make you happy and that would help you move in the direction that you want to go while feeling happy. So are you setting the currency that you want to be measuring yourself by, or do you just have this default currency that you picked up along the way? And that's a big part of self-worth, as you'll see. So self-esteem is really understanding that know-like-trust factor of yourself and what it would take to upgrade that. So currently, you probably have things in your life that are negotiable, but in order for you to really have that confidence and that self-esteem that you want, you're going to need to elevate them from negotiable to non-negotiable. So it becomes a matter of earning back your own trust, and you do that, sorry for the motorcycle in the background, you do that based on making better promises and making promises that you want to keep. So becoming a better promise maker and a better promise keeper. And of course, making those elements of your life non-negotiable, which we will be talking about throughout this course. And then what I call self-endorsement. So helping you figure out who you are regardless of what anyone else thinks. Because it's not practical or feasible for any of us to, you know, air quotes, not give a shit about what other people think about us. We're wired to actually care for or to notice that part of it. But what would it take for you to value your own opinion of yourself even just a little bit more than you value other people's opinions of you, right? What would it be like if you didn't need endorsement from someone else to tell you who you are or tell you how much you're worth or tell you how beautiful and desirable you are or if you even have the right to feel that way, right? So another way of looking at it is like if you were your own champion, what would your champion self look like? What would she look like, talk like, walk like, all of that, right? And so remember, we are wired to care what other people think about us. So it's not feasible to not care, especially the female brain. That part of our brain is bigger and more active than the male brain. We're actively seeking that external connection and acceptance. But what is possible for you is how you connect to yourself or accept yourself or like yourself. And that you can make, you can upgrade that so that it matters to you just a little bit more than what other people think matter to you. Okay, so again, we'll be going into these a lot deeper as we go. So those are the five ingredients to your self-image, and those all add up to love. That creates your self-image that you walk around with every single day, inside and out, and every single day, every single moment for the rest of your life, you're seeing yourself through those goggles. So, which brings us to the four goggles of self-image. Really, this is the dialogue, the lens with which you're seeing yourself, the frame of mind that you have, that you're walking around with. And that includes your freedom goggles, your food goggles, your body goggles, and your love goggles. So, your freedom goggles, this is the what, the why, and the how of finally getting off that up and down roller coaster that people tend to get themselves caught up in, and that's one of the reasons you're here, right? But also learning how to trust yourself again, giving yourself permission to start over and how to live your life with freedom, with permission, and obviously that's self-permission, giving yourself that granted permission, but feeling powerful and feeling responsible as opposed to reactive. And this is really the base of these freedom goggles is like, let's get your life back. Let's set yourself free. And you do that through the words that you use to talk to yourself and about yourself. And that comes down to your freedom goggles, which of course we'll be talking about more and more as we go. The next of which is your food goggles. So the what, why, and how of ditching all the overwhelm and the restriction and the deprivation, the stress, and then the emotion that typically comes alongside food and eating, and how to just let food be food. Let it be its awesomeness and its deliciousness and not have it be such a burden, okay? Moving on to your body goggles. So the what, why, and how of finding a home in your body. But of course, self-care comes into play with this, learning how to take care of yourself and how to learn to like your body more and more each day while you are loving on it, right? And of course, the fourth pair are the love goggles, where you decide how you want to feel and the direction that you want to go in, and you get to bridge that gap, right? So this is the what, the why, and the how of ditching all the shame and the blame, the guilt, the comparison, and of course that perfectionism that sets us up for a losing game that you might be walking around with, and chances are it's coming with you every day. So we want to learn how to show yourself more love, connection, and acceptance while you go, and that is through what I call your love goggles. So moving on to the three brains to care for. So remember, we are three-dimensional humans. We're not just a mind, we're not just a body, we're not just a brain, we are all three. And so when I talk about your three brains, what I mean is this, okay? There's three brains that you are making decisions from. The first one is your mind brain. It's all those spinning plates, all the things that take up mental space in your brain, everything that's running through your mind at any given time, your to-do list, your actionables, all of it, right? The second of which is your body brain, right? So this is, you know, how you feel in your body matters and how your body feel matters, right? If you're in pain, it absolutely matters. If you don't feel happy or healthy in the body that you're walking around in every day, that absolutely matters. And so you can understand that on a logical level, right? But on a neurological level, your body is a nervous system, right? So you have nerve receptors, sensory receptors, pain receptors, and of course the joints, the muscles, and the movement maps that move your body every day. So when it comes to your three brains, we want to figure out what it would look like to find peace in your body, peace around food, peace in your heart and how you feel about your body, and then peace in your joints, your muscles, your fat, all of it, okay? So that is your body brain and what it would take to find peace and happiness in that sense of things or that side of things. And then your mammal brain. This is the part that most people aren't thinking about or talking about, but it is the biggest game changer for the women that I work with once they understand how their mammal brain works, okay? So I call it your social emotional brain, okay? It's the one that's responsible for your emotions and how you're feeling, but it's always looking for, am I accepted? Do I feel connected to a community or a tribe? Am I alone? Am I lonely? And then it's your self-image, really. It's, am I something to be ashamed of, embarrassed by, or am I someone that's likable and lovable and someone to be proud of, right? So that social and emotional part of your brain needs connection. This isn't a desire, it's a require. It needs belonging, inclusion, and to feel love and comfort and safety, which elicits that oxytocin hormone, which we'll definitely be talking about a lot. And she will get it regardless, and it's up to you how you feed it. Are you feeding her actual love and connection and the emotional, you know, comfort that she needs? Or are you filling that oxytocin need or that connection need with mindless TV and food and all those things that don't actually satisfy us? So just keeping in mind, again, this is just an overview. You're gonna get a lot more familiar with it as we go. We're just seeing the whole system as a whole. So bringing us to the two directions that you can go in, and this really means any day, any moment, any time you choose, right? So we have the direction of problem thinking, okay? So you can go where you're focusing on what you don't like, what you don't want more of, and what you don't want to create. And in turn, this makes you create negative vibes, and it's disempowering energy. And so as Sean Stevenson, the famous motivational speaker, says, he calls it the Fed, in the direction of fears, envies, and that is supposed to say disappointments. Fears, envies, but frustrations is the same thing, right? And dislikes. But think about the Fed. And are you heading in that direction, or are you heading towards that solution-based thinking, right? We can get you back in the solution part of your brain where you're focusing on what you do want, what you do appreciate, and what you do prefer, the gap, right? And in turn, this makes you create positive vibes and more empowering and powerful energy, and it gets you feeling good. So at any given time, remember, anything can happen to us, right? We have so many outside circumstances that are influencing our life and our mood, but at any given time, you get to decide who you want to be in that moment, and that comes back to everything that we're talking about. We're up-leveling your thinking, up-leveling your self-image so that you can choose moving in the problem-thinking direction less and moving towards that solution thinking more and moving in the direction that you really want to go. But this all comes back to our drum roll, please. Dun, da, da, da. Number one in the system is that one version of you, that one inner compass that's yours and yours alone, that when you don't feel centered in yourself and you don't feel like you're making rational decisions, she brings you back. She brings you back to love. She brings you back to the rational thinking. She brings you back to peace. And that is what denotes or what designates whether or not you're getting more and more resilient, whether you have that bubble of resilience that's surrounding you, that bubble of love. It really does bring us back full circle to the five ingredients to self-love and self-image. It really comes back to the extent that you are your most powerful self will come back to the extent that you are defined in those five areas or those five ingredients, which will come back to the extent that you're practicing. Well, first of all, we're going to create that one inner compass for you. That's the very first thing we're going to do within this program. And it comes back to the extent that you are practicing connecting to and using that inner compass to bring you back to good, so to speak, right? So that is it. That is the system as a whole, the 5-4-3-2-1, right? But it's really all about awareness moving forward, right? Remember, we've got to make the unconscious conscious in order to up level our thinking, because the truth shall set you free. So keep this in mind. Eat, Play, Love, Live is a system, and we're going to be going narrower and deeper into the system so that you own it, you live it, you love it, you can integrate it into your life. It will work for you if you work it, okay? So keep working it. Just to show you this overview, we've got the five ingredients to an unshakable self-image, the four goggles with which to see yourself, the three brains that we've got to take care of because they're making decisions for us anyways, the two directions you can go in at any given time, any given moment, and the one inner compass of peace, love, and resilience. And we are going to start creating that right away. So that is it for this overview of Eat, Play, Love, Live as a whole, and I will see you soon.